Welcome to Fellowship Takeaways, bite-sized insights from seminars hosted by the Reuters Institute's program for mid-career journalists in 2024. I'm Caitlin Mercer, Associate Director of the Fellowship Program, and today's episode focuses on one of the most pressing issues in modern journalism, the ethical use of AI in news gathering. In December 2023, Arthur Grimmenpont, a project manager at Reporters Without Borders, introduced RSF's new AI Charter for Journalism. The charter aims to ensure that AI is used ethically and transparently in newsrooms. Arthur emphasized the importance of transparency and accountability as newsrooms adopt AI-driven tools to enhance efficiency.
In a highly competitive market, individual media outlets are not always incentivized to be cautious. They are incentivized to use AI to increase their workflows, to cut their costs, while potentially, in the long run, diminishing quality. And this might very well be profitable in the short term, at least from an economic prospect. It may also harm the journalism industry and its social function in the long run.
Asked whether news outlets and journalists should be working together to hold AI companies to account, for example, in the use of our content to train their models, Arthur said,
"So if a media organization authorizes a tech company to use their data, they should first make sure that it is not badly used, at least in terms of intention. And when negotiating with AI companies, media outlets should always defend their long-term collective interests. It's also very important because I noticed during this whole process that many in the industry share the fear, not necessarily of losing their job or having their intellectual property stolen, but more about the long-term future of the journalism industry. And this is very important because I think that this future, the future of this industry, depends more on our collective ability to protect the social role of journalism in the face of technological change by building a shared understanding of the challenges and how we deal with them. It depends more on these collective choices."
Professor Bahare Haravi, a reader in AI and media at the University of Surrey's Institute for People-Centered AI, spoke to us in May 2024. She said,
"Not surprisingly, one of the most pressing challenges for AI integration in newsroom are technical challenges, followed by ethical challenges. So luckily, many journalists are now aware of the ethical challenges that could be involved and worried about it, as they should be. In terms of generative AI specifically, they seem to be worried about no human supervision and inaccurate information and bias, all of which are very, very important."
From Arthur's insight into the ethical considerations of using AI in newsrooms to Bahare's focus on the technical and ethical challenges, it's clear that AI brings with it both opportunities and risks. While AI can streamline processes and cut costs, it can also threaten the very fabric of journalism by introducing biases, inaccuracies, and ethical concerns. Ensuring that AI is used responsibly requires collective action, transparency, and a focus on maintaining the integrity of journalism as a pillar of society. The real challenge will be finding the right balance between embracing AI's potential and safeguarding the ethical principles that guide our profession. Three questions you may want to ponder as a journalist today. Does your newsroom have written ethical guidelines on the use and disclosure of use of AI? If not, does it need them? What do you do to assess unconscious bias in your reporting? And can that process be effectively extended to AI-generated content? If news industry leaders were to take more collective action when it comes to working with AI and generative AI technology leaders, what would that action look like? Thanks for joining us on this episode of Fellowship Takeaways. We'll be back with more bite-sized insights from some of the world's leading journalists and experts. Until then, keep asking tough questions. especially about yourself.